So we're reviewing the 13th chapter. And we saw that when we start Tfilah, Psukei Zimra leads us into Shmone Esrei. And therefore, part of Shmone Esrei, as we noted, is we speak in Lashon Rabin, all of Shmone Esrei, except for the last bracha, we speak about all of Am Yisrael. And our Tfilot are also being offered as a part of a greater whole. And that's why before we start even Psukei Zimra, as we're headed towards Shmone Esrei, the Rav Chaim David HaLevi had said, a person should say, I'm accepting on myself the mitzvah, ve'avtal racha kamocha. Because this is what connects us. We're standing in tefillah as part of the klal. The parasha of the Akedah is a good thing to say. We mentioned the zchut avot, and it also reminds us of our responsibilities, just like Yitzchak, who lived up to his responsibilities. The first pasuk of Kriyat Shema was instituted at a time that there was a decree against saying Shema. That's why we have that custom of saying Shema Yisrael even before the beginning of Psukei Zimra. There is a Kabbalistic understanding that it's a rabbinic institution and it's a good thing to say, and that's why a person should say it like the regular reading of Shema. We said that if you're going to miss the regular reading of Shema, if you'll miss the time, so then say the full Shema at that point, before Psukei Zimra. Have in mind, you're fulfilling the mitzvah then. And that's what he says here. If davening is going to take so long, like on Yom Tov, if you're at a late minyan, so then say Shema before you start Psukei Zimra, and have in mind that you're doing the mitzvah then. The parsha of Tamid is in place of the Korban Tamid, with the concept Unshelma Parim Sefateinu, that our lip service, our tefillot, are in place of the sacrifices, and therefore we shouldn't read it till it's daylight, just like they wouldn't bring the Tamid until Barkai, until there was daylight. Hodu, we said, was instituted. He didn't say Amud HaShachar. He said Acheyor Hayom, until it's daylight, because, and this is a chidush, you're right. This was a rabbinic institution. One time they confused the moonlight with the sunlight. They brought the Tamid too early. So the rabbis instituted that they'd have a lookout. He'd go up there, he'd see. If it was light, he'd say, Balkai, it's light. They'd ask him, Ad Shede Chevron, is it light all the way to Chevron? He'd say yes, and then they'd go and do the Tamid Sheshachar. But that's a rabbinic institution, and he seems to say that we shouldn't read the Parshat Tamid till daylight. It's a good point. I don't know, because daylight is long before Nates. Nates is when you see the pole of the sun. You should be able to read it, unless you daven a very long Psukei Zimra. In a minute, Shmuel, Hodu was instituted by David HaMelech as a prayer to say at the time that they brought the Korban Tamid, and that's why it's a good idea to say it together with the Korban Tamid. Remember, he's a Sephardi, he's going with a Sephardi custom. We Sephardim say Baruch Shamar first. We Ashkenazim, right. Baruch Shamar, our tradition is that it came down on a note from heaven. It's a very elevated prayer. It's supposed to have 87 letters. We don't know exactly how that works. Everyone's been trying to figure it out for the last millennium. Different explanations which words are in and which words are out. But you have to stick to whatever custom you have. It's a good thing to say Baruch Shamar with a tune, because Baruch Shamar is basically where we're beginning the praises, the personal praises that will lead us into Shmone Esrei. The custom is that we hold the two front tzitzit in Baruch Shamar. And as is always the case, before we let go, we give a kiss before we let go. We'll pick up over here.
Okay.